And so what they did then, in order to keep the syringe clean, you had to boil it, take the syringe apart and put it in a saucepan and boil the syringe in water for about 5 minutes. And that would take away any sort of thing which had built up in it or anything wasn't right. It would sterilise it again. And then you just let it cool off and you could reuse it, you know. And the syringes used to last, or they lasted me, usually about anything between 6 to 12 months. And then you'd have to go and get them replaced because they gradually, a glass syringe gradually wears away. But with these disposable syringes, you're supposed to use them once and then just get rid of them. Well, that works fine, but I'm afraid that I sometimes use the syringe more than that.
How much more?
Oh, that depends. I have used the syringe the whole week if it's if necessary. But I was told that this, you know, I don't know who told me, but somebody told me anyway. You ought not to do that. So I decided that the best thing to do was to comply with the instructions on the syringe, which is you once only, and then destroy it. So I do tend to do that more frequently now, and that's it, you know. This is what I do.
Have you been offered a pen instead of a syringe?
No, I haven't been offered a pen. When I did ask about pens, unfortunately, the nurses in the clinic sort of said, no, they don't do them for that type of insulin that you're on. But I've subsequently found out that isn't quite true. But it was probably lack of knowledge at that time that they didn't realise that you can actually get a pen now. But I've been using the syringe for that long that I don't take any notice now. I just sort of say, oh, well, you know, I might as well use a syringe. It's because it works. And